Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Happy May Day, everybody. Welcome to May 1st. Hope you are enjoying your start of the brand new month. Very honored to be joined today with Missouri Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger, who's taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us on the phone. Lieutenant Governor, how are you, sir?
Well, it's been a busy day in Jefferson City. It's the National Day of Prayer today, so we had a lot of people praying for us today, and we need every prayer. So I hope your listeners are saying prayers that we can get through this next legislative session, which is going to end in a couple of weeks. So thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate the time. It's always good to have a Hannibal guy who makes his way all the way up to Jefferson City. So we appreciate your service. Hey, I wanted to ask you, because we talked about this a while back when I got an opportunity to interview you. This is your first elected office, and nothing like starting at the top, man. So you didn't go through the House and go through the Senate. You jumped right into Lieutenant Governor. And last time we talked, you were talking about how it's just been drinking from a fire hose through this first session, because you've been going through a lot for the first time. How has the session gone so far for you? Because I got to tell you, they've gotten a lot more done than they have in the previous years, but you've got different people that you're working with now.
That's correct, Mike. So I just celebrated my 100th day in office this past week.
Congratulations.
I ran as a conservative outsider to shake things up in Jefferson City. You know, in first office order, a lieutenant governor in generations, as it has now sat in the state Senate. So it's been an eye-waking experience. I think things do need to be shaken up in Jefferson City. You know, I'm on a lot of boards and commissions. We've got 2 weeks to get a lot of big conservative ideas across the finish line. We'll see if we can get them done.
So I wanted to ask you about, you took a point of personal privilege earlier today. And I don't know how many of the senators knew this was coming, if any of them, but you took some time to thank your staff and everything that they've done to help you along the way. But you took some time also to basically tell the senators, we need to change the way things are getting done around here, because, quite frankly, they're not getting done around here the way they should be. Tell me a little bit about what was your thought process leading up to that, and did they know that this was coming?
So the short answer is no, they didn't know it was coming. I got up this morning. I had been in Waynesville, Missouri yesterday at Fort Leonard Wood. Several people asked me. They've gone through the budgeting process. There are over 260 earmarks for special interest projects that are flowing through behind closed doors in the state Senate last week, and they'll again go take place again this week. And frankly, it is exactly what your listeners think of. It's, you know, it's lack of transparency, and it just kind of we need to change the rules in the Senate. You know, our Constitution in Missouri, the marijuana amendment alone, whether you like it or not, is in the Constitution. It's longer than the United States Constitution.
Yeah.
So our Missouri Constitution, because they don't get their job done in the state legislature, is probably 50 times longer than the United States Constitution. So I just mentioned, you know, we need to look at these rules. I'll give you an example, Mike. They debated for 2.5 hours earlier this week. I preside over the state Senate. You have minutes prepared for the day before. it referenced President Wasinger presiding. They debated for 2.5 hours whether or not I should say President David Wasinger presiding rather than just President Wasinger presiding.
You're kidding.
We wasted 2.5 hours of everyone's lives in that state senate debating over whether or not my first name should be in the journal or in the minutes. So you tell me the system's not broken. So your listeners, you know, when they come in and hear those stories, I'm new to this. I see that. Like a couple of the state senators are upset with it. You know, I ran to shake things up in Jefferson City. So, you know, I made an announcement today in the state senate. This system is broken.
So what kind of feedback did you get from the senator once you announced that?
Well, I think the more conservative senators recognize that. I actually wasn't the one person that kind of started it. It was the state senator that was in the – I read a news story about him. He had been up all night on Tuesday night looking at all these earmarks, and he was just livid over it, lack of transparency. I read an article, and frankly, I quoted what was in the newspaper about him, and I joined in him. And I think the more conservative members of the legislature that want to get things done, you know, are all for me. You know, the more establishment, you know, swampy creatures, they probably despised every word that I said up on the Senate dais.
So tell me a little bit about the rules that you would like to see change. What do you think is really stopping, in particular, the Missouri Senate, which is a more deliberative body, to be fair, than the House? But what do you think is holding them up and needs to be addressed?
So we've had a supermajority of Republicans for years in the Missouri State Senate. We never get these big conservative ideas across the finish line. And part of that is you allow one or two or three state senators that are bought and paid for by the lobbyists and special interests, they will gum things up. Unlike, for example, the U.S. Senate, I don't want to get too far into the weeds. You can file a motion for cloture where, you know, to break a filibuster, you need 60 votes. Well, we don't have that in the Missouri Senate. And I think some people are going to come into my office in the next week or two. We're going to begin looking at these Senate rules and see if we can make some revisions to make Missouri great again and get these big conservative ideas across the finish line.
I'm sure the Democrats are probably hearing that and saying, I am not a fan of that. As a minority party, I want to be able to hold things up. Have they said anything to you?
No, the Senate Democrats have not said anything to me. But again, they're in the small minority in the legislature. You know, I ran as a conservative outsider, not as a liberal Democrat. You know, President Trump endorsed me to shake things up in Jefferson City. So this morning I said things aren't working in the state Senate. We need to shake things up. We need to look at the Senate rules and see if we can get these big conservative ideas across the finish line. So the next 2 weeks will be telling, Mike, as to whether or not we can get Amendment 3 repealed and replaced. We can get Second Amendment issues addressed. Proposition A, which is the sick leave and, you know, these minimum wage issues that should have been statutorily done rather than through the Missouri Constitution. DEI, you know, we need to get rid of that in the state of Missouri. So these big conservative ideas need to get across the finish line in the next 2 weeks, and we'll see if it happens.
We're talking about Missouri Lieutenant Governor David Wasinger. So you just rattled off all the big things that have been talked about since last year, basically. And I know the first part of this year's session, they wanted to kind of take all the low-hanging fruit, or at least that's what I was told. They wanted to get all the low-hanging fruit that they thought they could passed and done, and they wanted to hold on some of the more controversial things that they felt were going to bog down the Senate. Tell me about, not to really ask you to do handicapping, but I'm going to ask you to do some handicapping. Out of all the stuff that you just laid out, how do you think those things are going to go, being that you only have 2 weeks left in the session?
Well, I think these Republicans, even the what I would call, you know, maybe Republicans in name only or the more swampy Republicans are going to be really under a microscope. And this Amendment 3, the repeal and replace, that is going to be looked at very, very hard. And I'm cautiously optimistic that'll get done.
When do you think they would go to put that on the ballot?
So it gets passed. I'd have to walk through, Missouri Senate passed that. It gets approved by the legislature. I don't know if that goes back on in August or if the governor selects as to when that's put on the ballot.
Okay. So we've got that one. So the minimum wage, it seemed like, from what I'm understanding, people don't necessarily want to touch the wage part of it, but it was more about the other parts of this bill that, generally speaking, when anytime you put a ballot issue on, the majority of voters, for better or worse, basically read the headline, and they don't really dig down beyond that. So a lot of people were talking about what the minimum wage bill really did in terms of paid time off for small business owners and how this was going to affect small business. Do you think that one is actually going to make it across the finish line?
You know, we're running out of time in 2 weeks. Again, and this is a creation of the legislature not getting things done. Whether you're for or against the minimum wage or sick leave, it should be through Missouri state statute, not through the Missouri Constitution. Similarly, marijuana amendment, gambling, you may or may not be for it, but it should not be embedded in the Missouri Constitution. Rather, the Missouri State Senate and the Missouri House of Representatives should have gotten their job done and gotten these ideas across the finish line rather than have these multi-billionaires from the East and West Coast come in and fund these initiative petition reforms to amend our Constitution. For example, online gaming, that changes. You know, 5 years from now, that's now in our Constitution. Technology changes a lot. You know, got a lot of lobbyists and special interests that were behind that. You know, you have to go back in, and rather than just go through the legislature, now you have to go through and do another constitutional amendment. So if you look at the Missouri Constitution, it is literally probably 50 times longer than the United States Constitution because the legislature has not been getting their job done.
I loved how you actually did show and tell today, and you held that up and showed the senators, here's what the Missouri Constitution looks like, here's what the United States Constitution looks like. So it's just kind of amazing of where things have gone, where things are, I guess, right now. I appreciate you being very forward in everything, being a leader on how things need to go, trying to make the legislature more efficient, if you will, sort of doge of rules. How about that? So
I think that's right, Mike. So we need your help. We really need you, your listeners and you, to call your legislators. And, you know, they go from campaign conservatives, and then when they end up in that Capitol, you know, they end up turning into something else. So we really need your listeners and the grassroots folks to reach out to their respective legislators and tell them to get these big conservative ideas across the finish line in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, we appreciate you taking the time on jumping on with us today, and I'd like to follow up with you after the session is over and see if you can handicap how you think things went. Is that fair?
I'd be honored to do it, Mike. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Hope you have a great weekend. That is Missouri Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger, who's joining us today.